So we have a little time for Q&A. And if I don't do it, I'm normally the one that edits the audio, and I get really annoyed when the speaker doesn't repeat the question into the microphone. So are there any questions on anything that I've said? And don't forget, there are wonderful prizes that you can win. Yes. Okay. So the question was, David, I've heard about your blog. It sounds amazing. What is the address? It is restlesspilgrim.net. That wasn't your question. Okay. Well, tell you what. Here's your prize. You get a CD and an English breakfast tea, if you wouldn't mind passing that along. Theology always begins with tea. So the question was about translations. What do I think about starting with maybe the Douay-Rheims translation or the RSV? I would personally recommend the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, Catholic Edition. That's the one that I held up earlier by Ignatius Press. And I also have it here. You can pick it up from Pauline Bookstore. I particularly like this translation. It's not the one you're going to hear in the lectionary at Mass. You're going to hear the NAB, which I'm not such a fan of. With regards to the Douay-Rheims, it's a very faithful translation. The language can be a little bit more archaic. If you've heard the King James Bible read aloud, it's a little bit like that. I think it's better. Which Bible is best? It's the Bible that is open and that you read. If you find beauty in the Douay-Rheims or in the Confraternity translation, use that. If you prefer reading the NAB and you will actually read it, that's the Bible for you. But my personal recommendation is the RSV. Anyone else? Yes. What a wonderful question. I wish I could give you more tea, if you wouldn't mind passing that along. Yeah, the slides will be up on my blog, as will the audio. And I'll also provide some of the links to some of the things I talked about. I said about Father Robert Barron and Monsignor Pope and these people with online ministries. I'll provide links to follow up. Anything else? Oh. The main commentary that I'd recommend is this one. The RSV CE. It's got Scott Hahn and Curtis Mitch. These guys really know what they're talking about. You can actually buy these in individual books. So if you say just want to study the Gospel of Mark, you can just buy Gospel of Mark with commentary, and they'll also have discussion questions and everything else. But there are study Bibles out for most Catholic translations. But again, this is my personal favorite. Oh, sorry, yes, that's a good point. I had to pass the tea. Sorry if you wouldn't mind passing that along. Okay. Anyone else? Why are there so many different translations? Contrary to what Henry Higgins sings in My Fair Lady, the Bible was not written in English. The New Testament was written primarily in Greek, and the Old Testament in Hebrew and Aramaic. Over the course of time, those were not languages that people spoke. So there was a desire to translate the Bible into a language that people would speak. I mentioned St. Jerome, the guy that said ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. He translated the Scriptures into Latin, which was the Vulgate, the vulgar tongue of the time. It was what people spoke. And ever since then, people have translated Bibles into new languages, into French, German, English. But when you translate something, you have to make decisions. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of people here speak Spanish, and I'm sure you've encountered times when you've tried to communicate something that is very easy to communicate in Spanish, but then when you come to try and express it in English, it just doesn't quite go. And you have to start adding more words to explain it. And sometimes it's just easier to just gloss over the actual words that you've used and just give a parallel meaning. So the words might be very different, but the meaning is the same. And this is what happens with Bible translations. It's called static and dynamic equivalence. And so as each person has translated the Bible, as these different teams have gone out and translated the Scriptures, they've chosen one way or the other. Or it's a spectrum, really. So the RSV is quite static. It's pretty faithful to the original text. Whereas if you, say, read something like The Message or the Living Translation Bible, they're much more concerned with about you being able to understand the text, and so they will smooth over the things that might come out a little clunky. When you're studying, it's kind of good if something's clunky because it draws your attention. It's like, that's a weird word, or that's a weird way of phrasing it. And it's usually showing you that there's something in the Greek or Hebrew that is that you need to pay attention to. I have one more. Oh. Yes, Nathan. Okay. So the question was, could I describe a point in time when Scripture was very dry to me, and what did I do? There was a point in my life when I had had my honeymoon with God, and everything had been wonderful, and I started to leave that honeymoon period and head into the desert. Everything just became hard work. And Scripture reading was no different. I would meet with my friends and we would study Scripture, and it was like doing reading comprehension. You know, it wasn't enjoyable. I didn't find it joyful. I then went to the Psalms, and that was pretty much all I, by myself, that was pretty much all I read and prayed. Because as I said in the talk, there's a lot of Psalms where people are complaining to God, saying, "Where are you? You said you were going to be here. You said that you wouldn't leave me, and it feels like you've done that. It feels like the walls are closing in around me, and I don't know what to do." So I prayed the Psalms. Because if the psalmist is allowed to complain to God, I figured I was too. It's like, hey, it's your inspired words, but this is how I feel. And that was what I did for 9 months. We have no more tea, but go for it. Any saints associated with the Bible? Pretty much the ones that we asked for their intercession at the beginning of the evening. St. Jerome, he translated the Bible into Latin, superb scripture scholar. St. John Chrysostom was an amazing preacher. His homilies were well renowned. St. Augustine, his commentaries on the scriptures are just beautiful. And if any of you have read St. Thomas Aquinas, he is incredibly thorough.